Welcome to another episode of Parasha Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's Parasha Point comes from Lech Lecha, which is Hebrew for go forth, and it goes from Genesis 12:1 to Genesis 17:27. In this Parasha, we're introduced to the patriarch Abram, who later became known as Abraham. God reveals himself to Abram and calls him to leave his homeland and go to a new land. This parasha also tells the story of Abram's passing off his wife, Sarai, as his sister in Egypt. We also learn about Abram and his nephew Lot parting ways, followed by Lot's captivity and rescue. Then there's the account of Abram being blessed by Melchizedek, God's covenant with Abram, the Hagar scandal, and the birth of Ishmael, and finally, the covenant of circumcision. There's a lot that we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to look at Abraham, the Messiah, and our call to go forth and make disciples. After the Bible briefly introduces us to Abraham, or Abram, before God later changes his name, we encounter a profound passage which springboards the entire story and mission of God's people Israel. This has come to be known as the call of Abraham. Genesis 12:1-3. Now Yahweh said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abraham's story begins with God calling him to leave his old life behind and follow him. The plan was to bless all the families of the earth through Abraham and his descendants. Thus, the promise always included anyone from the nations who would desire to know the Lord and worship him. And this promise comes to fruition in the Messiah. Galatians 3:8. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, "In you shall all the nations be blessed." Abraham's story and ministry have many parallels to Yeshua's. Just as Abraham was called by God to go to another land in order to fulfill a divine calling, the Messiah was called by the Father to sojourn among us in order to fulfill a divine calling. Just as Abraham interceded for sinners, Messiah intercedes for us. Just as Abraham walked in obedience to God's commands, Yeshua walked in perfect obedience to his Father's commands. Just as Abraham became the father of the nation of Israel, which is tasked with representing God's holiness, love, and justice to the nations, Yeshua became the leader of a movement of God's people with the same task, which has radically changed the world and brought countless people from the nations to know the Lord. Yeshua fulfills the calling of Abraham, and it continues to be fulfilled today through those who have answered the call to leave their old life behind and follow Messiah. Yeshua said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." It is the people, the family, created in Messiah through whom the nations of the world are blessed. We have a direct role in the mission that was given to Abraham to bless the nations. Matthew 28:19-20. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So Lech Lecha, go forth, make disciples, and bless the nations with Messiah's love, fulfilling the call of Abraham. Thank you for joining us for another Parasha Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.